On our agenda is conditional use number 2546, James Mershon.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 3.3 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Roxana Road, which is Route 17, approximately 370 feet south of Bennett Road, which is Sussex County Route 371. The 911 address is 35015 and 35011 Roxana Road, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 6. Parcel 60.03. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of the staff analysis report. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. You may have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chair Lady and Commissioners and everybody else. My name is James Mershon. I'm the owner of Jim's Bait and Tackle in this piece of property. I'm asking the conditional use permit to expand, to legally expand into boat storage to coincide with my bait and tackle shop. It, as we all know, it goes hand in hand, fishing and boating. I'm only asking for a limited amount of spots. This is not a 24-hour facility. This is only open when I'm on premises and the business is open.
And what would that timeline be?
8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and like 8 to 8 on Saturday, 8 to 3 on Sundays. Okay. And it's from April through end of October. We shut down for the winter time, and everybody understands that these boats are kept for, you know, they're not used after October.
So you wouldn't want the storage available to them after October?
They're long term. They're winter storage. Nobody comes. Most of these people don't come down in the winter time.
So once they're put in storage in October, they would remain?
Correct.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add? Can you talk to us about any other businesses that are in the area?
Well, right next door, I have there's a garage and a tow service. They're open all the time. Caddy corner for me, there's A&A Heat and Air Company. They're the main ones right around me. I'm right there in Roxana, right by the traffic light. I know there's some other facilities on the other side of me, but like an automotive place and Tyndall Furniture Building.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we have any questions from my fellow commissioners, and we'll start with Mr. Allen.
Yeah, I saw that in the other one that you had like a racetrack there of some type. Can you talk to me about that?
Yes, I have a 10-scale dirt hobby track. My brother who passed away, he got me into it, and it's just a little club that we race at.
Yeah, clubs are you like competitions and things like that?
Correct, yeah, correct.
Okay, and it's going to stay, correct?
Yes. Yes, if we did any, I know I show some boat storage spots out there. If we use them, that would only be for the winter time, if the back is at capacity.
Because the one view shows this, the other view shows parking in that area, so I was just wondering what was going on here, so you know.
Do you have conditional use for that racetrack?
No, it was not needed. It was just a club.
I can assist, Madam Chair. So a home occupation does allow you to have this activity for your personal enjoyment. There's two things that, as you know, we've got RV-type structures in the front yard setback forward of the main house, which normally RV storage and motorhome storage is behind the main house. But if there is group assembly or group instruction, this is any type of home occupation, that's not permitted. A home occupation is limited to the personal enjoyment. So you could have your guests over, I guess, to say. But as soon as you're providing group instruction and group assembly, that's conditional use.
The county had approached me about this, I believe, last year, or actually 2 years ago now, I believe. And he just said we could not have any signage out there, which we don't have. I'm not promoting the track.
Okay.
How many people actually use the track?
Excuse me?
How many people use the track?
Typically 20 people, maybe 25.
Any spectators?
Occasionally, we get people stop by who are interested in it. It's bound to generate interest when people drive by and see it.
How many spectators do you estimate on average?
2 to 10 people.
Okay, you realize, I mean, I don't know what the county might have told you before, but what you've just described is going to require conditional use. That exceeds what's permitted. And frankly, I don't know, that's inconsistent with the site plan that you've applied for today, because if you're talking about 20 people and 20 cars and you have parking spaces and boat storage spaces that take up pretty much this whole area, how are you going to operate both of these uses at the same time?
Well, the boat storage is all in the backyard. That's why we're saying that the parking that does show in the front, that's not used to be for the overflow for wintertime. I think it's...
But where are you going to park the vehicles that are there for the race?
Right.
Is the question. Because I personally have driven by there when the races have been going on and they're stacked up on Roxana Road.
I've not had any cars parked on the road. We make sure of that. We keep everybody on the property.
When you said this club, how many days a week is the club getting together to do this racing?
Oh, like twice a month. Once or twice a month. It's not frequently. It's something more it came about passively, and people showed interest in it, so we there.
So what you're proposing for the parking spaces for part of your storage is where, right next to the track.
And it almost looks like where the track is.
Correct. D1 to 3, D8. That's inside the fenced in front yard.
So if you have all these spaces filled with
that would only be
RVs and boats, where are the people going to park?
D1 to D8 will only be used in the wintertime after my racing season ends mid-October. So we're not racing anymore there. And then
where are the people going to park during this season when you have the boats and the trailers out there?
There are no boats in the fenced-in yard during the this time of the year. I keep everything in the back, so it's out of the way.
Well, you've got an RV right up next to the bait and tackle shop that's sitting out there right now.
Correct, the one that's for sale.
Is there anything that we can do to act on this today with not knowing where we are with this racetrack? Does he need to come in front of us again?
Well,
because in my opinion, it's going to be a conflict of the park of the storage that he's proposing.
Right. Well, I don't know that the racetrack, regardless, is legal anyhow.
Okay.
You know, I mean, and you can't have two separate uses if there's a conditional use site plan that says parking. That's parking. It's not any racing. Which, the fact of the matter is, there may not be racing that's permitted anyway. You know, that's something that staff and constables need to look at. So, it certainly complicates things.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I would. Not be opposed to just taking out that D1 to D9 parking out front there. I mean, that's okay with me. I just didn't.
I don't know if that solves the problem. It seems like you have a bigger problem with an unpermitted racetrack that has 20 people and cars and everything else that you don't have approval for and is incompatible with the site plan that you've shown.
We're talking about RC cars. You're not talking about full-size.
I know, and I'm looking at the Eagle View, and it's in the front, you know.
But if you have 20 people coming to it, where are those people parking is this point?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
If I can respond to what might have been said by the constables, that the constables would base any response provided in the field based on what they've said. And I think what's been explained here today is based on what we're hearing today, it needs approval. So it may be that we did say that it didn't require approval based on what we were told at the time. So.
Okay. I believe I was, called in on supposedly running several things illegally, and he came out and we specified, we talked about that, and he told me that was fine. Like the front fence in the front of the yard, I had it 5 foot high. I had to move it down to 3.5 foot within setback. So we did that. I had a sign out there. He told me I could not have a sign on it. So I was like, okay, no problem. That's as far as, from he said, that's as far as I had to go with it.
Okay. All right, well, if you'd like to have, did anyone else have any questions for him? If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Okay, thank you, sir. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2546, James Mershon? In favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Opposition, okay, there being none. Anyone else have any further questions? Did Mr. Whitehouse have anything else to add?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay, all right, I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2546, James Mershon. Mr. Allen, what's your pleasure?
I move to defer conditional use 2546 for James Mershon for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2546, James Mershon. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, the motion carries.